today's gospel, we hear Jesus' words, quote, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love," unquote. Hello again. I am fascinated by natural science. While I do not claim to be a botanist or a biologist, I still possess my college biology book as a reminder of my past studies of the fauna and the flora, and what I once learned as a reminder to continue to learn about and from nature. And so I am curious and enthusiastic about the impending invasion of the little but loud and buzzy creatures known as the cicadas. They are coming soon to a yard or a neighborhood near you. And as they did 17 years ago, when they last performed in these regions, their operatic buzzing will be very loud. Do you remember where you were 17 years ago? I was in Baltimore, and believe it or not, I actually found a recipe which instructed me to fry some of them with garlic, butter, and onions to eat. Yum, yum. Now, before I make any of my listeners ill, it's important to know that these benign creatures are arthropods, which mean they have an exoskeleton. And we regularly eat the arthropods of the sea. And those are the shrimp, lobsters, and crabs. And so cicadas, too, have this ability, and they possess some protein as well. So, folks, think of them as cicadas, of the cicadas as shrimps, or better yet, like little lobsters. And don't you enjoy eating shrimps and lobsters? Indeed, one of our Holy Trinity school teachers is preparing to fix up a cicada dessert for the children. And I have been so bold as to have promised the children to try to make a cicada pizza. Now, what does all this buzz and fuss about cicadas have to do with today's gospel? Well, it occurs to me that this impending invasion offers an opportunity to find meanings behind the buzzing sounds that will soon be reverberating throughout the region. A wise teacher once advised me that when listening to discordant stories from people, to seek the meaning behind the sounds of a person's words. And this is where I think today's passage from John's Gospel has something distinctly meaningful to offer us. Taking as my book guide a book titled How John Works, Storytelling in the Fourth Gospel, I find that the ways in which the writer of this gospel used poetic imagery and sounds to tell the Jesus story is providing new meanings. In effect, the Gospel of John can be read and listened to as one would read and listen to poetry. His thematic use of metaphors, signs, and symbols has for centuries not only engaged the exegetical work of scholars, but inspired the faith of believers. A large piece of John's poetic methods, however, is missed when the text is not read in its original Greek. Admittedly, I do not speak or really can read Greek, but one author of this edited book points to today's gospel passage as containing one of the most lyrical lines of John's entire gospel in Greek, for he finds great euphony or pleasantness of sound in this passage. So allow me to try, by quoting this commentator, offer the poetic sense of this passage. Quoting the author, almost one in three syllables in this passage comprises a long E sound, the Greek letter eta. And so we read and hear, te agape ti me, teresete, te agape mo. The repetition of E sounds, which in the Greek are found at the end of each line and predominantly at the end of the words, renders Jesus' exhortation euphonious and attracts the attention of listeners. It is no coincidence that euphony is found in passages with significant statements that influence both the story and the listeners. This is also true of John's prologue, unquote. Given the epiphany epiphany of this message, of this passage, and other passages in John's Gospel, might we use it as a way of listening to the cicadas? That is to say, as a way of contrast. While the cicadas will be loud and buzzing, might they also invite us to be curious about them, and even ponder in awe and amazement as fellow creatures. They offer us an opportunity to ponder the beauty of nature and of God's creation. John Sebastian Bach found great meaning in John's Gospel, most notably in The Passion of Christ. His inspiring work, The Passion of Christ, brings forth the epiphonic dimensions of John's Gospel. As part of this reflection, then, I invite you to listen and to watch this video, 15-minute video of Bach's great work. The link is attached to this homily. And when you hear the buzzing of the cicadas, do not be disturbed so much as to think of Bach, who creates through music Jesus' words and witness of God's passionate love for all of creatures, including the cicadas.